Certain animals will feel climate change earlier than others. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Vincent Ferralo, assistant professor at the University of Scranton, looks into one of these species.
What is the impact of changing habitats on dart poison frogs, which populate wild areas of Central and South America? These frogs are like the canaries in the coal mine, as their physiology is more sensitive to the impact of climate change, as are most of their amphibian brethren. The dart frogs are not poisonous when they come into the lab because they are initially fed fruit flies instead of mites and ants found in their native habitat. Frogs in the wild sequester the alkaloids from these mites and ants to give them chemical defense against predators. We are able to give some of the poison to the frogs by dusting the fruit flies with one of these defensive chemicals, which the frogs then consume. Changing temperatures in their habitat directly impact the body temperature of these brightly colored frogs. As temperature increases, so does metabolic rate, which will require frogs to increase how much they eat for more energy or seek different habitats. We are studying several physiological functions, such as metabolism, in 10 species of these frogs. Will changing temperatures have an effect on frogs that are sequestering alkaloids? Our hypothesis is that sequestration of defensive chemicals will increase the frog's metabolism and alter their natural behaviors. These frogs naturally possess more than 20 different types of alkaloids in the wild. Our focal experiment involves providing the frogs with an alkaloid-supplemented diet and quantifying metabolic rate by measuring and comparing rates of carbon dioxide production and oxygen consumption. The hope is that these study results will help gauge the impact of climate change and other environmental forces on the frog's physiology.
That was Vincent Ferralo of the University of Scranton. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.